they showing Glengarry Glen Ross and McMinnville?
It's one of those attachments that didn't come through all the way.
Oh, wait, darn it.
Let me try to open. Let me see.
That happens to me all the time.
Wait. Welcome to McMinnville, land of tomorrow.
Oh, this is not the theme. This is
this is in McMinnville. I'm getting all excited.
Oh, it's a play.
They're doing the play.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to disappoint you. Yes, Glengarry Glen Ross is being performed by the mind reels by the McMinnville Players. That is fantastic.
Now they finished planting the crops, so what are they else? Put together a little theater group.
It's fantastic. Yeah, I really don't. I have no idea. It's 503-733-2970. 503-733-2970. It's a Rick Emerson show. Okay. Here's... I picked up that call. It was just somebody hanging up, by the way. Just fill in, like, worst-case scenario in your head here. All right. It's 503-733-2970. Here's what's coming up. We got to talk about the Seagal thing. And we have to, what else? Seagal.
Yeah, let's talk about that. Because
Starbucks thing.
That listener yesterday was saying how he wanted me to die because I had said that, because I'd said that I promised that I wasn't going to, interrupt you. And I promised no such thing. I think the topic was brought up, but I stand by the fact that
you
I didn't say that.
You know, you kind of look light in the right light. You kind of, in the right light, you look like that. This won't mean anything to you, but it will mean to people who frequent FARC.com, Drew Curtis's people. You look like that French newscasting chick. You know what I'm talking about? Have you seen her picture?
Mm-mm.
There's this French news anchor woman, and her name is... Blah, 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 her name is... Blah, 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 you know, or whatever. And she's this hot news chick. Everybody's all agog over on FARC. You look a lot like her today.
Thanks.
Maybe it's just as light.
Maybe it's the red and white striped shirt.
Could be. Anywho, so let's take a pause while I finish this cup of coffee, and then I'll be able to talk about whatever
it is. Maybe we should listen to another version of that song.
Let's do it. It's the Rick Emerson Show, and we're just going to go ahead and play the with the horrible and the so forth. The wait, and there we go.
Not so bad.
All right, there you go.
God, I'm just picturing if I could actually learn how to sing this. You doing
it's gonna be fantastic. Doesn't it feel like when you hear that, you feel like you should be jumping up and down on a mat, stamping out arrows? You know, it's totally, it completely has that Dance Dance Revolution feel. All right. Anyway, well, let's get these people to keep calling and so forth. And then we'll talk Steven Seagal. Because here's the thing, is that as we went into the Seagal... Hear the caffeine flowing through my veins. Mm-hmm. As we went into the Seagal interview yesterday...
Yes.
You claimed, Sarah Dillon, that you would not block. And then the blocking happened.
No, but I
happened.
Didn't... No, a listener claimed that I claimed that, but I did not.
Hi, Rick Emerson Show. Who's this?
Hey, Rick. I don't mean to steal... what's his name? Thunder. I forget his name, but... there's a new NRA bill on the line, and they're talking about passing laws in which you can shoot somebody without giving them the option to run. Have you heard of that?
I think they already have that in Florida.
Why are you calling about this?
I don't know.
I think you... Lars Weber was too busy.
To yeah, I was just going to say, is Lars not answering quickly enough today, or...
Well, my first choice was that guy on 620, but you're the next. I don't know. Anyway,
my first choice is hanging up, and I'm going to go with it. All right, 503-733-2970. Everybody's funny today. In any event,
it's a weird day.
It really is. I think it's like one of those. It's like a maximum overdrive passing through the tail of a comet. Everybody's got a little weird.
All right. Well, let's be honest. You said that you listened, Rick. All right. Now it's time to side with me with the honesty. You said that you listened to the show yesterday, the last hour.
Yeah, that wasn't supposed to be said on the air. I was going to...
Oh, we were going to play.
You weren't supposed to reveal that part.
But you keep crucifying me and saying that I lied.
Yes, fine, you damn woman. Okay, but it doesn't... Okay, look, here's the thing. But there's two different issues at play here. Okay, the Steven Seagal interview happened yesterday. I was given a list of five phrases. I wasn't going to mention the part about listening to the show because in the grand scheme of things, I don't mention it matter anyway. We did the Steven Seagal interview yesterday. I was given five phrases to work in. The five phrases were... I don't have them. But the five phrases that I was given... Did you have the list? The five phrases that I was given to work in to yesterday's interview were...
I enjoy a nice pair of plastic pants.
Which I did.
Trojan implosion?
I did.
Rumor mill has it that you and Kenny G are best friends?
I did.
Carrot Top was the best interview ever?
I did.
Would you like to touch my placenta?
And that's where it comes down. Now, see, A, I do believe that you agreed by nodding your head not to block yesterday. That I was like, you have to not block, and you nodded
your
head.
Did I say it?
No, but the nodding of the head. Unless your head's filled
with
metal, how would I even hear it?
Pick up on me nodding? Who's to say I was nodding? Maybe I was shaking my hair loose out of a ponytail or something.
Okay.
Yeah. Tim, did you see me nod?
Yes, I did.
He doesn't know what we're talking
about. He's not even listening. So, this is like when he agreed to having me play whatever last hour. I had no idea what I was talking about. So, the point is...
I sort of think he just wants us to stop talking.
I believe that's the case.
No, keep listening.
Keep talking. I'm not paying any attention anyway. So, I'm not sure whether you agreed to not block or not. You can't hear. I did listen to the show and you can't hear it, but I think it was a visual thing where you nodded your head.
The radio's so visual.
I'm pretty sure that you indicated that you would not be talk blocking me yesterday, but I have no proof of that. I will admit it. So the only question.
You know me.
The only question is, did I or did I not get in the blah da blah da blah, would you like to touch my placenta, before the Steven Seagal phone call was done yesterday? Because the bet was, here's the bet, that I had to fit those five phrases into the interview with Steven Seagal. If I did, Sarah had to consume 10 bottles of her caffeine water in a 25-minute period on a day of my choosing. And if I did not, if I failed to get all five phrases in, then Sarah, I owed Sarah 10 push-ups, because that's the currency that we bet with on the show. That I owed Sarah 10 push-ups to be done at a time and increment of her choosing, which I think you already said in advance you were going to make me do them on the Horns Across the Hawthorne thing.
Yes.
So here's what we're going to do. And you will note, nothing up my sleeve. I have not touched the phones. I have not prejudiced the callers in any way. We will go to the phones. We will take a predetermined number of calls. I will let you pick the number of calls we take. And we will do an Insta-poll. And I agree to be bound by the verdict of the audience. Do you agree to that, Sarah? Do you trust the audience? The audience that keeps you employed? The audience that's sending coffee cups by the thousands?
Yes.
Okay, so you agree. Tim, you're a witness.
Is there a prize involved here?
The
prize is Sarah's humiliation. Yeah. And Sarah's,
my humiliation of my head exploding.
Sarah's exploding bladder.
No, I agree. I you know what? I firmly believe where I'm staying from. He had already hung up. You did not
So the question is, how many calls do we take? I will let you pick the number of calls. Should be an odd number.
How about 13?
It should be more than that.
27.
27. All right. We'll take 27 calls. Sarah, Rick. Okay. So here's the thing. The number is 503. Call now. 503-733. 2970. 503-733-2970. If you're calling about something else, we're going to hang up and move on to the next person. Not to be rude, but just because we got to get this done. We will take 27 calls. The question is, who won yesterday's bet? Is it Sarah, who will then...
Wait, no, but we've got to... You also have to describe the bet, which is, did Rick work in the five phrases yesterday that he was supposed to during the interview?
And if you believe I did, then I won. If you believe I did not, then Sarah won.
And we all heard the audio and we knew we did not.
Shh. All right. So if Sarah won the bet, I owe her 10 push-ups and a time and increment of her choosing.
And come on, people. I mean, don't you want to see Rick in the middle of the
Hawthorne
Bridge?
You can't electioneer.
I'm just saying.
You can't try to bias the... I am trying to lay out
the... What fun is it for me to drink caffeinated water when they could see you on the Hawthorne Bridge?
I am laying out the facts in an orderly and objective fashion, and you're trying to... You're like that girl... You know what you are? You're like that girl in school that, like, is trying to get class president, and she gives out little things with, like, candy tape to them. Like, here's a butterscotch candy. Okay. Vote for me. Totally. That's exactly what you are.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Like when Reader's Digest would send you a penny in the 50s.
Okay. Lay it out one more time.
All right. So I will pick up the phone. If you believe Sarah won the bet, simply say Sarah. If you believe I won the bet, you say Rick. We will take 27 calls. At the end of that, Tim,
we have 27
Tim,
listeners.
Will you track how many calls? Will you let me know when we've taken 27?
I certainly will. Tim, let me get a scratch pad out.
Tim will be the official keeper of the call.
So
Tim,
I should split these into two columns.
No. I will track the voting.
Oh, I'm just counting the calls?
I mean, if you trust me to tally the votes,
I'll tally them.
Okay.
Let's both tally.
Okay.
And then Tim will track the number of calls.
Gotcha. Okay.
All right. All right, and so we agree,
the music in the
and we agree to be bound by whatever this vote is, and then so forth. Are you ready, Sarah?
I am ready, Rick. Are you ready?
Yes.
All right. We are going to go to the phones now. Hi, Rick Emerson Show. Who won the bet?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, that one doesn't mean anything. Hi, Rick Emerson Show. Who won the bet?
Rick did.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Hi, Rick. It's 503-733-2970. Who won the bet?
Aaron.
Okay. Hi, Rick Emerson Show. Who won the bet?
Rick, I'm sorry, but it was Sarah.
Oh, I already put down. Oh, damn it. Now I got to change it. I sounded like Rick. All right. Whatever. Thank you. Hi, Rick Emerson Show. Who won the bet?
Sarah.
Hi, Rick Emerson Show. Who won the bet?
Sarah.
I don't understand this. There's something wrong with it. Did Diebold make this phone? Hi, Rick Emerson Show. Who won the bet?
Sarah obviously won.
Okay. Sons of bitches. All right. Hi, Rick Emerson Show. Who won the bet? That one should go to me.
Okay, you can have that one.
Can I?
Yes.
Are we counting that as a call?
That's counting that as Rick. Okay. All right. Hi, Rick Emerson Show. Screw you. Who won the bet?
Rick, I love you, man. I'm sorry, but Sarah won it, man.
Oh, you're dead to me. Hi, Rick Emerson Show. Who won the bet?
Sarah.
All right. Yeah, thank you. Hi, Rick Emerson Show. Who won the bet?
Rick.
Yeah! Woo! All right, there you go. Hi, it's 503-733-2970. Rick Emerson Show, who won the bet?
If Sarah had to do the push-ups, you would, but now she wins.
I don't understand. Oh, I see. Okay, thanks.
Yeah, naked
push-up. That shouldn't count. Okay, thank you.
Bye.
Hi, Rick Emerson Show, who won the bet?
Rick.
Yeah! All right, thank you, sir. I appreciate that. Well, thank you for your support. Hi, Rick Emerson Show, who won the bet?
Rick.
Yeah, there we go. Coming from behind, baby. Hi, Rick Emerson Show. Who won the bet?
Sarah.
All right, that doesn't mean anything. Hi, Rick Emerson Show. Who won the bet?
Rick.
Yes, there we go. That's finally a man with some ambition. Hi, Rick Emerson Show. Who won the bet?
Was Sarah.
Hi, Rick Emerson Show. Who won the bet?
That would be Sarah.
I'm never speaking to you again. Hi, Rick Emerson Show. Who won the bet?
Rick.
Yeah. All right. There you go. I can still win this. Hi, Rick Emerson Show. Who won the bet?
Sarah.
Yeah. Hi, Rick Emerson Show. Who won the bet?
Clearly, it was Rick.
Yeah. There you go. That's what I'm talking about. Man with some ears that work. Hi, Rick Emerson Show. Who won the bet?
The beautiful, lovely, beguiling Sarah.
For a minute, I thought I had that one. Hi, Rick Emerson Show. Who won the bet?
Rick.
Yeah. Okay. There we go.
I'm only saying that because I'm Scotty J's brother and I'm trying to make points for him.
Thank you, sir. That is the way to the top, by the way.
I know. I'm trying to do everything I can for the kid.
No idea what you're talking about. Bye. Hi, Rick Emerson Show. Who won the bet?
Rick.
All right. Hi, Rick Emerson Show. Who won the bet?
Sarah.
Rick Emerson Show. Who won the bet?
Rick, of course.
And now the final call.
We're not at 27 yet. We're at like 15.
Oh, no, we're not. That was caller 26.
Hi, Rick Emerson Show. Who won the bet?
Oh, Rick won. Rick won.
Oh, oh. Oh, thank you, sir. By 3 votes. What are you clapping
and justice
for?
Justice will prevail. Do you want me to buy you some gloves you can wear while you're doing those push-ups on the bridge?
Shut up!
Now we should just discuss whether or not we're on the grate or on the sidewalk.
Turning off the music.
And what you should be wearing.
I'm not going to play the happy counting music anymore. I'm done! I sense that there was some stuffing going on there.
Nope.
Even though on your side.
Even though it was
want printed receipts.
Even though it was a lot of activity to ask this late in the show, I'm sure this is 27 calls.
You know, and you know that not one person who voted for you actually thinks you finished.
Guys are jerks.
There's plenty of sympathy vote there.
I got scared for a minute there. You started catching up.
Shut up. Shut your head. Why are you going to be such a sore winner all the time? You know, I'm not...
No, I'm trying to be honest with you. I thought we could bond. I'm telling you I was really freaked out.
Yes, let's bond. Let's bond over the fact that I've lost something yet again. Get your bond. All right. Fine. Doesn't matter. I don't care.
People aren't giving up. They're still calling.
Let's just see. Let's do in poker terms what they call rabbit hunting. Rabbit chasing. Let's see here. Hi, Rick Emerson Show. Your vote can't be counted, but who would you have voted for?
Yeah, hey, Rick. How does it feel to be a loser? You got screwed by a girl. Sarah won.
Go away now.
I go.
We're not taking any more calls.
I go.
we're done taking calls. That's the end of the calling segment.
Well, that was fun.
Call? Very diplomatic, Rick. When it doesn't go your way, it's the end of the
show. Shut up! You can't just be quiet. I'm sure it's all
you
easy
have
to have
stuff to say. Look at all these
lofty principles up there from your from the tower in Winonia. All right, fine. It doesn't matter. All right.
I want you to be doing push-ups at 6:06.
You know,
on 666.
I want you to be doing some shut-ups. That's what I want you to be
I'm
doing.
I'm sorry.
I don't
believe my mouth
you.
Would be full of caffeinated water if you would have won.
I don't believe you are sorry. I believe that's that transparent falsehood, Sarah Dillon. All right. Let's take a break now. I don't want to talk to you anymore. We're going to take a break. We'll come back.
Grumpy.
I'm just going to get over it now. Coming
grumpy.
Up, we got the City Desk, Tim Riley. I'm going to play the Starbucks song. I might play it over and over again. Try to do the top five as well. Stay there. It's a Rick Emerson show. Don't go anywhere. AM970. South State Radio. Alright. 2 and 3 and. Right. It's a Rick Emerson show. Thank you for coming by. All right, Tim Riley just pointed out the worst picture ever taken of Faye Dunaway. That so-called Faye. If this is Faye Dunaway, that was Steven Seagal yesterday. DrudgeReport.com, Drudge is calling her Faye Dunaway 2.
It's a best improvement over Faye Dunaway 1.
She looks like a blonde, like, Muppet Cher.
That's what Tim noted, that it was a Faye. It looked like a Faye Dunaway puppet.
It is a Faye Dunaway puppet.
This is too bad. Faye Dunaway used to be
so
a beautiful woman.
She even looks younger than she did in her heyday.
But she looks creepy and weird and like an alien. How old is she, do you think?
Oh, I'm 50-something.
No, she's got to be older than that.
60.
She's got to be 60 because, to me, and I know everybody kind of picks up Bonnie and Clyde Faye Dunaway as that's a classic, you know, or some people go with, like, the Mommy Dearest Faye Dunaway. For me, and just that's just a me thing, is, to me, the quintessential Faye Dunaway is always Diana Christensen in Network, the Panajewski film. And she had to have been almost 30 there. And that was in 76. So she's got to be 60. But I knew, this doesn't surprise me maybe as much as it shocks you, because I just got the Network double disc 30th anniversary DVD set, like 2 months ago. And there's an interview with her about, like, you know, what was it like working on Network? Blah, 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 blah. And she already was, like, in the process of looking kind of scary. So clearly this scaffolding they've been doing on her face has been an ongoing project.
I mean, you can
project.
Picture her taking a nap and looking like that.
Yeah. And her teeth are all, like, way too white and her lips are gone. Mm-hmm. Her hair's all, like, unnaturally blonde and straight.
Teeth like Mr. Ed.
Oh, god damn. Yeah, that's a bad picture, Faye Dunaway. I'm sorry.
Somebody must be, you know, the surgeon must have been working for an old picture. Like the high school yearbook. Here's my high school yearbook picture.
Or he'd just been up for a long time when he got her. Like she was like 40th of 40 surgeries that day. Oh, god. All right. Is that queuing up to cut two?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know if it auto-queued or not. All right. Well, let's go to the, here's what we'll do. I don't think we'll have time to do the top five today, but it's okay because it's not. I'm trying to sound serious about it. It's not timely anyway. It's the top five songs most likely to get lodged in your head, according to some scientific study. That's
no loss, then.
No, it's not. Really, what on this show ever? Like, what have we ever not done that people go, oh, no, my whole day was, I can't go on. Nothing. There's nothing we do. That's the glory of this show, though, is we really are, we embrace our own disposable and ultimately pointless nature on this program. That is kind of the gestalt of this program. We're going to go to the City Desk. That's worth living for right there, the Tim Riley City Desk. And then we got this Starbucks song, and I swear to God it's not fake. It is the actual Starbucks company pride song that they played at some hideous conference. I don't know, like a month ago, 2 months ago, something. Because you used to work at Starbucks.
I did. I worked there for 3 months.
You no longer do. And so this will make you glad, if you weren't already, that you moved on.
So they used to sing and do calisthenics to this? Or
yeah, it's like the Japanese is standing out in the yard. Everyone jumping jack before work!
And did you say something about a rapping traffic girl?
I've got that, too. In fact, let's do that inside the Tim Riley City News Desk.
From high atop the bottom of the coin tower in downtown Portland, Oregon, CBS presents the City Desk News Beat, Tim Riley reporting. We also have some sound in this, too.
Really?
Yes, we do. Well, first off, we have two stories about fire. This one comes from Florida, which makes things even more complicated.
Hey, don't you have the Florida sounder over there?
No, I haven't put it in, but I will.
Okay. Well, we don't.
Yeah, because I don't want to wait that for you.
All right, this one comes from where?
Florida. A St. Augustine woman is in stable condition after a hair caught fire at her house. Ollie Jones' daughter said her mother was reading by candlelight a little bedtime story when the fire started. When it fell off the shelf and set her hair on fire. Neighbors were able to help douse her head.
That's terrible.
After she ran from the house, setting it all on fire, and she was taken to the hospital.
Jesus God.
30% of the house was burnt, and the story was never finished.
I wonder what she was reading. Insert pun here. B, who reads by candlelight? I mean, even in Florida, they've got electricity now, right? I mean, they have the indoor plumbing and everything.
Like one of those crazy mothers like in Carrie?
It's totally your dirty pillows! Yeah, it's totally what that's got to be. All right. Well, there you go.
No citations are being issued in connection with a 10-hour grass fire that forced the evacuation of Colorado Springs Middle School. Apparently, students were evacuated after fire crept within 30 feet of the school building, though. Colorado Lieutenant Gary Rudding said, this all started in a science class. They were firing rockets for Aerospace Week, and one of them ignited the blaze. The school did have the required permit for rockets.
What school was this?
This is a middle school in Colorado.
What kind of cool-ass middle school has rockets for Aerospace Week?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I had? I had that stupid make-a-volcano-out-of-jello thing. That's all I had. Bunch of crap. Make a terrarium out of a bell jar.
Well, here's the American Idol show you've been waiting for. This is the final night of it. We're going to find out who wins.
Taylor.
The 29-year-old who looks like the 59-year-old.
That guy's like Steve Martin, man. Taylor Hicks, he's one of those guys born, he's just born old. He's 29, gray, looks like he's about 50.
Mm-hmm.
Great voice, though. And you know me, I'm not a big American Idol fan, but I got kind of hooked into this season when I watched Queen Week. Man, that guy has got, he's got a great, great voice. I'm not much of a soul fan. You know, like R&B's not really my style, but that guy's got a great voice. I really dig him.
Or will it be cast member Catherine McPhee?
No, screw her.
Well, let's get some opinions of this. Here's ERs. Yes, that show is still on. They have a brand new cast member named John Stamos, and he picks who.
No, seriously. John Stamos?
Well, he's going to keep the show alive for another 20 years.
Who did they call before they got the John Stamos to use?
I don't know, but
Holy Shore?
He's celebrity number one.
Jesus God, all right.
My girl, Catherine McPhee, she's, I'm...
Shut your head, I don't even care anymore. Wait, let's play it.
My girl, Catherine McPhee, she's, I'm voting for her. I think she's talented, I think she could, you know, I think she's really got something special.
Screw Catherine McPhee. Here's the reason why Taylor should win, is because Taylor is a schlub. He's an everyman. He speaks for us all. And she's just some other Nancy Kerrigan type chick that looks so perfect and perky and pretty, and she's a shrieker. He's got the cool gravelly raspy voice. You know what he's doing that everybody else doesn't do? He's singing the goddamn notes on the page the way that they're written. He's not inserting a lot of, you know, like it sounds like he's yodeling. You know, he's not inserting a lot of the, you know, you're just like sing the friggin' song. That's what he does. He sings. It's like Jewel. Remember the first time you heard Jewel yodel? And you were, like, checking your TV, like, you thought something was wrong with it. Like, you're just adjusting to like, what? Something's gone amiss with my... And it was, like, her and her 900-year-old dad on MTV Unplugged, and she's up there sounding like that that Piccolo Pete game on The Price is Right.
I met Jules' brother.
Really? Does he have bad teeth, too?
No, he is beautiful.
What kind of vehicle does he live in down at the beach?
I don't know. Probably a giant, expensive one, no.
He's
beautiful? He lives in Alaska, yeah. He's
really?
A friend of a friend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, she's a good-looking girl, too. Wasn't for the...
Yeah, you looked a lot like her.
Wasn't for the lower half of her face. Yeah, she bugs me, though. I don't know why. Jules...
Oh, I love Jewel.
Really? Do you?
Absolutely. Well, whatever that first album was of hers.
The You're a Man for Me.
Totally.
That one, yeah.
Yeah, I still have that, and I listen to it at least, like, once a month.
Here's the thing about Jewel, is that I don't have any reason to hate her, but she just bugs me, and I don't know why. I mean, I think a lot of people are bugged by Jewel, and I can't put my finger on why it is. She writes her own stuff. She's got a decent voice. not a great voice, but a good voice. I admire anybody who gets up on a stage and sings their own compositions. It takes guts.
That's what you commented on, first of all.
Yeah, but I mean,
maybe she's a boring conversation.
She doesn't have horrible teeth. It's just that one. She's just got the snaggle tooth, and I do think it's kind of great that she's never fixed it. Because, you know, then you get to be like Chris Rock, and who's that other guy? There's some other guy that got the teeth, and it's like, it was,
Faye Dunaway.
No, Johnny Resnick. Faye Dunaway. No, Johnny Resnick got the teeth, and they're huge.
John Bon Jovi.
Yeah, and she's got the huge chiclet teeth now. They're just gigantic. I think it's kind of endearing. Like, if her teeth are all gnarled and stumpy, that's one thing. But I think it's endearing that she's never fixed the snaggle tooth. That's fine. I'd still do her. You know, and then she puts out books of alleged poetry that my weird Marine brother reads.
I have that book.
A Night Without Armor.
God
damn. Yeah, I've told that story before. My brother's like weightlifting, and he's got like the Chinese power symbol tattooed on his shoulder, and he's like reading books of Nietzsche, and he's listening to Disturbed. And then you look in his bookshelf, and it's like Nietzsche, you know, Sartre, John Locke, Jewel. You know, it's like right in the middle. It makes no sense at all. But she bugged me for reasons I can't really explain. Why are we talking about Jewel? Oh, blah, 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 American Idol. I don't care. Go ahead.
Well, the only thing harder than being married to a musician.
The only thing harder than reading.
The only thing harder than being married to a musician is trying to leave one. That, according to Blender Magazine's new list of rock's nastiest divorces. Senior editor Victoria DeSilvio says former Beatle Paul McCartney split from his second wife Heather Mills did go well because he's a gentleman and has so much money.
He will have an amicable divorce, I think, with him. And even if, you know, she doesn't get half, what if she got like 10%? She's still walking away with tens of millions of dollars that she'll have for the rest of her life.
Hopping away.
Jessica Simpson should have
to pay
her ex-husband Nick Lachey alimony.
There are very well-placed rumors that she committed adultery. That's really strong grounds for a divorce.
That's fantastic.
And, I hope he does. I hope he gets some money out of it.
See, do we all agree there that we hope Nick Lachey takes her to the cleaners?
Yes.
I really do.
I wonder what Lycus's position on that is. He probably is of the go ahead and take her for everything position. Because on the one hand, it doesn't seem very manly.
I don't say take her for everything, but I mean,
well,
they built... They built their image together.
It is true, because she only had...
nothing without him.
It's true that they really... Nick and Jessica really are more than the sum of their parts. Mm-hmm. They are the classic example, because she had had, I guess, some success, but
she'd been in the business for a long time. She was a joke.
She was like another Willa Ford type, right?
She was just really bland.
She was another one of the Mandy Moore, Jessica Simpson. Her only thing was being a, quote, virgin. That was her only shtick.
Yep, and having big boobs.
Yeah, and he was part of 98 Degrees, but who can sing one 98 Degrees song now? You probably. Can you?
No.
Yeah, see, I don't know one song by them.
Maybe we should do it at the bridge.
Yes. And then, but they married, and it was like 2 + 2 = 7, suddenly. They were huge together. So, on the one hand, it doesn't seem very manly for him to seek alimony. On the other hand, every guy on earth, freaking Paul McCartney, what are they talking, like $1 million for every week they were married? So guys, it is quite true to say that guys do get the shaft on so many things financially when divorces happen. I mean, that's a secret. So it'd be nice to see him get a little something out of her. So go ahead, man. Especially if she was bonking somebody else.
Well, plus, yeah, he was with her. He supported her during her entire career. And then she becomes famous. And
he seems like a nice guy. I realize I don't know. Who the hell am I going to say? But he seems like a nice guy. And she seems bitchy. She always has. And she's got flaws and pointy knees.
And her dad's really...
And her dad is creepy and looks down her shirt a lot.
Yeah.
Did you see that listener party photo of Adrian looking down Kara's shirt?
No.
Where he's just so clearly as drunk as he's ever been in his life, our friend Adrian. And she's like posing for the camera, like, hey, look at me, I'm posing. He is behind her, flush, sweaty, obviously 100 sheets to the wind, looking over her shoulder and like clearly staring down at her bosoms. All right, here's Tim Riley.
Well, if Britney Spears ever divorces Kevin Federline, it will be nasty.
The lines are blurred over what is hers and what's his already. And so I think that is going to be a deadly, nasty divorce that will, you know, occupy all of the tabloids for months and months and months.
All right. We have to break. Then we'll play the Starbucks thing. Can you go to cut 3 on that?
Yeah.
And I think, don't play. I think, though, can you just play? Go ahead and cue that up. Let's see what it is here. I believe cut 3 is, what is it? Is it the rapping?
No.
What is it? Is that what it is?
No, it was It was the Starbucks one.
Oh, then go to...
Oh, my
God.
I got
stuff that's worse. No. Then I got stuff that's worse. Go to... I think it's then the next cut, then. Go to the next cut.
Man.
The Starbucks thing is terrible, but listen, cue up the next cut. It's just because that mini disc player can screw you sometimes. It'll be a...
Yeah, nobody used that technology anymore.
A rapping traffic woman. Okay, so this is a real thing. This is not a joke. Mm-hmm. I forget the station. It's like WBOU or something. She's in, like, blah, 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 Hickville. This is a Sarah Dillon, and by that I mean, not in terms of talent or looks, clearly, but she is an on-air, on-television traffic personality on a morning news show on a local station.
It was number 4, right?
Yeah, I guess. Whatever you just listened to. So she does your job, basically. But this clearly is some hick television station somewhere, and their morning on-camera traffic girl is trying to appeal to the youth demographic with this, by doing her traffic report in rap. And then listen, the best part is at the end when she then does the handoff, like, and now Bob with weather. And he has no idea what to say. Go ahead and play this.
Jenny has traffic.
All right, I'm all nervous, but here's my rap. Ahem. All right, you're gonna have a good drive today. There ain't no problems on the major roadways. Looking at country club, things will look pretty good like Robin Hood. Now I'm moving across the trio. It ain't too bad, no. Now things look nice on 68, and I know you ain't gonna be late. So that was your traffic rap today. Man, let's get some weather from my weather girl. Austin Cavanaugh, come on, give us a weather boy, give it to us, word.
Oh boy, Jenny, it's weather guy, by the way. That is...
There you go. I forget. I think it was WBOU.
That was to the... Oh, Peter, that's terrific.
That really is. Yeah.
That's a shame.
I think it's W... I forget the call letters. I think it's WBOU is what it's called. And it's in, like, Tennessee or something. Mm-hmm. It's a completely real. Somebody sent that to me.
I heard the beginning of that Starbucks thing. That is the best thing ever.
And the worst thing ever.
Oh, my gosh. We've got to go
break.
5.5 minutes
long.
We're not going to have time. We've got to break.
Should we break now?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, Tim, you
it's
don't
on you.
Know.
You got to know. All right, there you go. When we come back, no matter how embarrassing your company is, at least you don't work for the company that has the song. We are going to play next on the Rick Emerson Show. Okay, stay right there. All right, it's the... Oh, hi. Wait, hold on. And hello. Hello. It's the Rick Emerson Show. We now enter the saddest part of the broadcast day, the final segment of the Rick Emerson Show. Like us next, world famous Phil Henry Show at 7. By the way, our good friend Jen Lane, kicking it tonight. She's DJing at Savalas tonight, right?
She is.
10 p.m. The Cat House. And they are free cupcakes, kids.
Wow.
Free to go, free cupcakes.
Starts at 10.
Jen Lane, we love her. Don't forget, we are now less than 2 weeks away from Horns Across the Hawthorne. Going to line people up on 6606. That is June 6/06 at 6:06 p.m. We'll throw up the horns. We'll get a picture. You get a laminate. We're going to put up the whole thing, a little souvenir. We're going to go to Dante's. You load up. You party. It's coming up. So we'll talk more about that tomorrow. Also coming up tomorrow, Jen Lane will be in his house, as it were. All right, kids. No matter how embarrassing your job is, even if you're a traffic reporter in Winston-Salem, North Carolina, who has to rap, your company does not play, and this is real, by the way. I encourage you to know this is not a zany DJ. This is not a zany radio parody. This is real. You may ask yourself, what does Starbucks play at their corporate retreats?
We built this Starbucks. We built this Starbucks on high, and so built this Starbucks. You built this Starbucks on heart and soul.
Yeah. Imagine being the singer recruited to sing this. This song is 5.5 minutes long.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. It just goes on and on and on.
Say you won't slow down or rest at this place. Say you don't know how we grew to this kind of place.
Not even trying to find new words.
Knee deep in the mocha. Making coffee right. So many pots. Working late at night.
This makes me want to kill myself.
Living the way the being in the green apron book.
In the green apron book. Is that a real book they have there?
No, it's a passport.
You built this Starbucks so hard and
Sarah already knows the hook.
We built this Starbucks.
thought it was going to be on coffee grounds.
We built this Starbucks on
See, you should have written this. We should create the official CBS song.
You built this Starbucks.
I need my own recording studio, clearly. Like the fifth song idea. The rule of a parody, by the way, is keep it under 2 minutes, not five and a half.
Someone's always working. DMs and inside sales.
Yeah, it's like sales
lingo. We care and service levels of driving better sales. We just want to build here.
Is that a guy or a girl?
IMDS, does it pass? We call on development to complete the task. Living the way of being in the green apron book. Don't you remember?
This is supposed to get their employees all pumped up. This is like at the retreat. Where if you're thinking about leaving the company, this convinces you to stay.
We built this Starbucks.
Imagine,
we
like,
built this Starbucks on high.
Your friends and family know that your company does this.
You built this Starbucks on high.
I will say this.
That was a good note.
Yeah, it's genius. Yes.
It's another fun day.
It's a regular Salieri. It just keeps going.
Licensees have got the venue. Oh, and we bring the brand.
And then he's like, wrap it up. You're supposed to wrap it up now.
Who trains the licensees?
Doesn't even fit the meter.
Who seals the deals and has coffee in the back seat of their car.
I don't get it.
I don't know.
We tell you we need you.
It makes no sense at all.
Because we're
coffee fools. Wait for it.
I'm looking out over hundreds of partners on another fantastic leadership conference, and I'm seeing a bunch of everyday heroes.
Wait, it's not over.
You can hear the Starbucks in the airport, grocery store, and campus. The Starbucks that provides the same service and seats.
Living the ways of being.
Is that Mr. Movie Bump from Josie and the Pussycats?
Such a nerd.
We built this Starbucks.
I want you to think about this the next time you are weighing where to spend your coffee dollar. It never ends. It just keeps going and going and going.
Did we get the meat of it? Can we cut it down?
The meat of it. It's all meat, baby. How can you want to cut this off?
Maybe it's long. This is when they make their exit.
Yes, and this is when they're taking their bows. This is when everybody who doesn't want to get fired has to stand up and applaud them and go, woo! We're all pumped up. We're not horrifically embarrassed by our company and leadership. That was not excruciatingly cringe-inducing. This is longer than the Starship version, by the way. That's the key to keeping your audience at paying rapt attention. I faded this out artificially, by the way. It goes for another 30 seconds. There you go. All right. There you go, kids. I always like to leave people with a sort of feeling. All right. And we have another 40 seconds here, and I have nothing to...
How would you like to wrap up this program today?
Sarah, instead of wrapping it up, why don't we wrap it up?
Don't even go there.
No, I was going to play the... Oh, see, I was going to throw it to you. Oh. Play the traffic
I'm
girl
sorry,
again.
I'm sorry, you're trying to get me to rap.
No. You should do that on your last day at Coin, whenever that is, many years in the future. I don't have any... We don't have anything to do here, do we?
Words of wisdom, perhaps? Parting words?
I like to say that I like to leave people with a sort of... Thank you. All right, kids, coming up tomorrow, Jen Lane's going to be in the program from Barfly Magazine, barflymag.com. Don't forget, you can find us online, like the rest of the mindless herd, at myspace.com/... Well, there's like 100 of them. Go to my site, list them all there under MySpace. You can also find us online at 970.am, where we list what's coming up the next day on the Rick Emerson Show, our brand new website. Check it out. We got a great new logo. 970.am. And so forth. You can find all our email and all that stuff there. Like us coming up next. World famous Phil Hendry Show at 7. Tomorrow we will be playing the top 5 songs guaranteed to get stuck in your head, according to some scientific survey that figures such things out. We forgot to get to Peter Carlin's
part four of five of why coin is rotting from the inside out. We'll get to that tomorrow. What else? We'll talk more about Horns Across the Hawthorne, which is coming up on June 6th, 6606. It is the Rick Emerson Show. We thank you for listening. Produced today and every day by the lovely and talented Sarah X. Dillon for AM 970 Solid State Radio. In the newsroom, it's Tim Riley. We want to thank CNN Radio correspondent Ed McCarthy. We also want to thank Jim Roop, and we want to thank Sandy at the crisis line for being there when I called and for not putting us on hold unnecessarily. We got Likas coming up next. Phil Hendry at 7. Don't let the bastards grind, and we'll see you all tomorrow in 21 hours. Be safe, my friends. We'll see you. Bye.
We built this Starbucks. We built this Starbucks and high, and so built this Starbucks.
Attention FM DJs in the greater Portland area. Your daily show prep is now concluded. Thanks for listening.